This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you so much for listening. On the advice of one of my long-time friends, co-workers, before I talk about the sponsors here, I want to make sure you know what we're talking about. In the Todd Wright Toddcast, we're going to talk about the Lightning and the Rangers, and I'm going to tell you why the winner of this series wins the 2022 Stanley Cup. Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship at Eagle Brook. I just played out at Eagle Brook with the guys from Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, just know they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service can mean any number of things. Some examples: divorce, post-judgment, child support adjustment, family law. Full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. I can't believe we're also under 2 months away from the return of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It will be season 7 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And in recent years, Bill Curry Ford has written $1,000 checks to the winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. Tony Tega has received one of those checks. Robert Wright has received one of those checks. I received one of those checks. If you'd like to receive one of those checks, stay tuned. Get involved in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. It is free to play in a couple of months. Bill Curry Ford also supports Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments and recently got me out of a 2014 Ford sedan into a 2014 Ford SUV. And the process was quick and at a price that I was looking to spend. Asked for Sean Sullivan to talk about a new Ford, a pre-owned Ford, or a make and model on the Bill Curry Ford lot that's not necessarily a Ford vehicle. They have those too. And please ask for Sean Sullivan and tell him I sent you. You can ask for Grace Thomas if you can't get to Sean Sullivan, and Grace will reach out to Sean Sullivan on your behalf. Tell her I sent you. Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford, in Tampa on Northdale Mabry. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Instagram is at toddwright2121. Or you can find me on Twitter at toddwright2121. And of course on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. If it wasn't for the Bruins being unable to win a single game in Raleigh, my NHL.com pre-flop Gil Alexander term on VSiN for before everything starts bracket in the East is perfect. That's the only thing I missed was Carolina getting past Boston. Every other series in the East, I have handicapped properly to get to this point. And here we are with the Rangers and the Lightning. Now, I know for many of you, listen to me, you know why the Lightning are here. If you're wondering why I thought the Rangers would get here instead of anybody else out of that side of the bracket, I'll reiterate what I've been saying in my weekly segments on VSiN, the sports betting network out of Las Vegas. You can listen and watch that for yourself at vsin.com. I am on weekly with Gil Alexander on the show called A Numbers Game from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time. Matter of fact, just did a segment before the conference finals start. They start in the West on Tuesday. Lightning Rangers start on Wednesday. I assume you'll be listening to this podcast before the Lightning Ranger game. It will probably post on Wednesday and after game one of the West series. The Rangers, to me, had two of the very necessary elements that I look for in a Stanley Cup contender: a head coach with recent Stanley Cup winning experience behind the bench, not just as a player, not as an assistant. A head coach who has wins in recent Stanley Cup playoffs and can get through the early rounds. And that's Gerard Gallant, who was the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights their first season when they went all the way to the Cup Finals. They lost in the first round the next year to the rival San Jose Sharks, and there's a penalty call that occurred in the third period of that game that the NHL acknowledged was wrong and essentially led to San Jose rallying to win that game against Vegas. And then 20, 30 games-ish into the next season, Gallant was fired in a horrible move by management of the Vegas Golden Knights. And here he is with the Rangers, and I believe in Gerard Gallant. I like some of the things he does. I like his recent Stanley Cup playoff winning experience, unprecedented with an expansion team in Las Vegas from now four seasons ago. And then there's Igor Shesterkin. For those that didn't know about him prior to the playoffs, I think if you follow hockey and are listening to this podcast, you know about him now. This is one of the best goaltenders in the National Hockey League. He is somewhat new on the scene. And if you're not in New York or you don't follow hockey on a daily or weekly basis, maybe this was new to you. But I believe in Shesterkin. There's a reason why he'll win the Vezina this year, and there's a reason why he's one of three finalists for the Hart Trophy for league MVP, which he probably will not win because he doesn't play for a Canadian team. Shesterkin has been very, very good in these Stanley Cup playoffs, and a big factor why the Rangers never feel out of a game. The Rangers were down 3-1 in the first round of Pittsburgh. They won Game 5, Game 6, and Game 7. They were down 3-2 to Carolina in the conference semifinals. They won Game 6, and they handed Carolina their first home loss of the postseason to eliminate the Hurricanes on Memorial Day. Shesterkin this year against the Lightning has not lost. Three games against Tampa Bay, he has three wins. He has a shutout. He has a shootout win. Granted, that was against Elliott. And most recently, on March 19th, a 2-1 victory over Tampa Bay, where the only goal was scored by Braden Point. We're still not sure of Point status going into this series. Shesterkin's save percentage is 9.58. in the three games against the Lightning. Yeah, I know that's regular season, but he hasn't lost the Lightning this year. The Lightning have such a wonderful advantage in the Stanley Cup playoffs against just about anyone they play in net. For the first time in a while, that advantage is not nearly as big. And again, Vasilevsky is 1.5 years older than Shesterkin. Yes, Vasilevsky has the experience of winning two cups. But while we're on the subject of Vasilevsky, let me bring up a very dangerous, if you will, the crack in the foundation here. Because I already told you, the winner of this series wins the Stanley Cup. Sure, there are some things to like of the two remaining teams out west, but there are more factors on why those two teams won't win the cup than why they will. Namely, the two goaltenders. The two goaltenders out west are not anywhere close to in the class of Shesterkin or Vasilevsky. A real foundation of the Lightning's run of 10 consecutive postseason series wins is how Andrei Vasilevsky has not lost consecutive games. That will be tested in this series by Shesterkin and the Rangers. If that goes away, I think the Lightning lose the series. Now, the Rangers could win the series by not doing that, but I don't see that happening. That would mean the Rangers win game one at home, which honestly, I can make an argument they can. Then lose game two at home. John Cooper generally gets one of the first two on the road, if not both, as he did against Florida. Then the Rangers would need to win game three in Tampa Bay, game five at home, and then game seven at home. So yeah, it could happen. But I don't think it happens that way. I think it's going to take back-to-back wins by the Rangers, and that will be, that's the crack in the Lightning Foundation. Vasilevsky, and of course everyone playing in front of him, and John Cooper behind the bench, have not let that happen. Back-to-back game losses in this run of 10 straight playoff series wins. If the Lightning maintain that, they'll win a third cup. This is the series. The Rangers bring a lot of challenges. I was speaking recently to someone who loves the Lightning, but also has knowledge of the Rangers. And he said to me, they're a year away. He may be right, but I've also heard this about other teams and other sports that are a year away. You know what that means? That means they're damn talented now. And if some things go their way, they're ready to win it all right now. And I have felt that way about the Rangers since before the playoffs began. And it's not just about a head coach with Stanley Cup winning experience and an elite goaltender. Kreider scores big goals. Zibanejad is really talented. Panarin is about as good of a teammate as you're going to find. The kid line reminds me of how the Lightning got so much out of their third line last year in winning that second cup. By the way, one of those third line is now a Ranger, Barkley Goodrow. The kid line, which Goodrow is not on, has been awesome for the Rangers in these playoffs. Gallant can throw them out there against just about anybody. Energy, scoring chances, a lot of good things. So you look at key areas. You know, one of the things that I argued why the Rangers would get by Carolina in the second round was, I just said, they're the better hockey team. They have the better goaltender. They have the more experienced in winning Stanley Cup playoff head coach. They have a guy in Kreider up front, just in one player, who to me scores bigger goals than anyone on the Hurricanes. And they have one of the top five defensemen in the National Hockey League in Fox, who is also leading all defensemen in scoring in the playoffs. The Lightning counterargument to this is valid. Is Gallant better than Cooper? Fair question. Is Vasilevsky better than Shesterkin? Fair question. Is Stamkos better than Kreider? Fair question. Is Hedman better than Fox? Fair question. I'll give you all four. I will. I'll give you all four. But it's closer than it would be. And I think it's closer than just about any of those other four areas in this run of 10 straight series wins. I look at the big picture and how Lightning fans have, I think, would admit your toughest round in winning two cups was the conference final the last 2 years. You had to beat a coach with recent Stanley Cup playoff winning experience, Barry Trotz. Trotz with a cup at the expense of Gallant when Trotz was in Washington. And that team was from New York. And here you are again. And let's add to it. Lightning had to defeat the New York Rangers in 2015 and win Game 7 in their building in Madison Square Garden to get to the 2015 Stanley Cup Finals. And they did that before losing in the finals to Chicago. There's a lot that has worked to me to get to this point, and it all makes a lot of sense to me. If you're a Ranger fan, you have a right to be excited. If you're a Lightning fan, you have every reason to believe you can win a third cup. This series, to me, winner wins it all. Again, I don't see anything out west that's as good as Tampa Bay and New York at their best. I don't. Especially in net. I don't. Lightning deserve to be favored, but again, this is about as tough of a matchup as the Lightning have had the last 3 years. Boy, if they can win this one, win a third cup, all the accolades that come their way will be so, so deserved. And maybe that Ranger fan and others will say, well, we were a year away. Maybe you are. Because there will be more attrition on the Lightning cap and their roster going forward. Namely, already Erik Erlandsson of Lightning Insider saying, you know, this is it for Palat, one of the Lightning's top line guys. He's got to go. Last year it was, well, we're going to lose Gord, or we're going to lose Cirelli or McDonough. You know, there's more attrition going forward here. That's what the salary cap does. Hell of a series. I'm looking forward to it. The best team wins here. 2 weeks later, or less, they win the Stanley Cup. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.